Bakvörðurinn Asmir Begovic sem hefur lengi spilað í ensku úrvalsdeildinni mun í sumar snúa aftur í Úlfarsdal þar sem hann verður með sérstaka markmannsakademíu fyrir yngri markverðir á Íslandi. Það mikil eftirvænting fyrir akademíuna ár þar sem hún heppnaðist frábærlega í fyrra og í tilefni af þessu ákvað Asmir að gefa fótbolti.net viðtal þar sem hann ræddi akademíuna og bara ferlinn í heilsinni. Þannig að bara gjöra svo vel, hérna viðtal við Asmir Begovic.
So I have Asmir Begovic on the line. Hello, Asmir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Dami. Thanks for having me.
You're coming back to Iceland in the next couple of weeks. How are you just feeling about it, coming and doing the goalkeeping academy again?
Really excited. Really excited. We, obviously my academy and myself, we came and had an amazing, I think the first ever international goalkeeping camp in Iceland last summer, so basically a year ago. It was an incredible success. Really thankful to our partners at Fram and all the other coaches and everybody that joined us for the weekend, and to have such a high number of kids coming from all over Iceland, Scandinavia to join us was absolutely incredible. And then once we saw that sort of reaction, it was a no-brainer for us to come back and do a camp again. So we're really looking forward to it.
Just how did this like idea come about originally?
Well, a couple ways, because I mean, my academy has been known to you know, do these camps in England and internationally. It came through a mutual connection. A friend of mine, Gareth Owen, who is one of the goalkeeper coaches at Fram. And then obviously Fram invited us to come and do one of those camps. So it was their initiative, something they wanted to do and start, want to inspire their young goalkeepers and goalkeepers over Iceland and help their young goalkeepers in the club. So it was it was something that came from them, and we were really thankful for it.
Yeah, I said last year was a big success, wasn't it?
Huge success. I think whenever you do a camp first time in a country, you never quite know what the reaction is going to be and how things are going to work out. But the fact that we had such an amazing reaction, you know, good 75 young goalkeepers joining us for a weekend of fun and goalkeeping, well, it was pretty amazing.
Does it give you a lot to be able to teach, you know, younger goalkeepers everything you have learned during your career?
It's definitely a huge pleasure of mine. I think it's something that, you know, I really love doing. I think goalkeeping has been in my family my whole life, and that's exactly the point of our academy, all of these camps that we do, and our brand in general is to try and inspire the next generation of goalkeepers and obviously help the current ones, but try and encourage as many kids, young kids, to play the position and give it a go, and then see if they like it, if they have talent, if they enjoy doing it, and the more the better. So for us, exactly what we do, it's exactly what our goal is, and something that gives me great pride myself.
Did you see like many talented young goalkeepers here last year?
Definitely saw good talented goalkeepers, quite a couple of standout goalkeepers for sure. But I think what was the most important thing, and actually the most pleasing thing, just to see the attitude of the kids. I mean, every single boy and girl that came that weekend showed incredible attitude and commitment, real big respect to the coaches, and that really made for a great environment of working, and you know, everybody enjoyed it.
What can the people that are signing up for the academy expect from it?
Well, what they expect is really just a great goalkeeper experience in a really short space of time, high level coaching, high level goalkeeping education, where, you know, in the space of 2 days you can have four high-quality goalkeeper sessions. We're bringing coaches from the UK. We're going to have some of the best coaches in Iceland in the area. So to really get this in one place, it's very unusual, and something we're really looking forward to. I think I will be there. There's going to be a chance to pick my brain. We can share our experiences, anything that we can help with the fundamentals, goalkeeping techniques. We're going to have some prizes at the end. So really just an amazing weekend all around, especially, you know, which is the most important thing, filled with a lot of goalkeeping fun.
Last year, with the kids coming in, were they asking you a lot of questions and getting to know you a little bit more?
Exactly. They asked a lot of questions, and it's really, that's the fun part where, yeah, I can share some of my experiences, tips, Q&As, interactions. So all of those things are great. You know, we'll do a Q&A, all that kind of stuff, and I think it goes a long way. I think it's always cool when you see kind of what I mentioned earlier, just a really great attitude towards learning and understanding the position and trying to get as many tips as they can is what impressed me last year. So that attitude goes a long way.
Coming back to Iceland, did you, when you came here last year, did you, were you able to see a lot of the country and kind of experience it?
You know what, it's been my second time. Well, actually it was my third time in Iceland. So I've seen a couple things in the past. We went to some of the hot springs, which was great. So we're looking forward to seeing something new again this year.
Did you like it when you came here last year? You know, the country and the people and everything.
No, we absolutely loved it. I mean, the country is incredible. The people, the culture, the friendliness, the open, yeah, everything was just absolutely fantastic. And we loved every single minute of it.
You know, with the academy, does it go to other countries, or is it just Iceland? Is it like a big thing?
No, we've been to other countries, and I think that's what kind of showed our qualities and what we do to the likes of the people in Iceland and everyone else. We this year alone, we're doing Iceland, Bosnia, Slovenia, and Canada. You know, potentially another camp somewhere else that we can get booked in. So we're trying to be international. We've got fantastic coaches. I think we've got a really good philosophy in how we work. Obviously, I try and be there as and when I can. But I think anytime you can really produce these camps, get goalkeepers to train at a high level as many times as possible in a short space of time, then I think it's a really good thing.
Like, do you know why you started this, you know, academy? Is there like a special reason for it?
Well, it's, like I said, I've been my whole life in goalkeeping. My dad was a goalkeeper professionally in the former Yugoslavia. My granddad used to play in goal. So for us, goalkeeping has always been in the family. Trying to share my experiences and inspiring the next generation to follow us when we finish and just get as many kids playing the position, I think it's something that I'm really passionate about. And it's exactly the reason why we started the whole AB1GK brand, which obviously our academies and camps are a part of. And, you know, it gives us really good motivation to do these camps, do them bigger and better, and hopefully leads to more kids wanting to play the position.
You're still playing in the Premier League with Everton, in fact, but, you know, the season that's currently going on, that's about to end, how can you just reflect on that season with Everton?
Yeah, well, I think it's been really a season of two halves, to be completely honest. I think our first half wasn't fantastic. We struggled a lot, just couldn't get results. You know, I think we actually put a lot of effort in and didn't play so bad, but we just couldn't get going and probably score enough goals. And, you know, it wasn't working for us. We couldn't find that. We couldn't find that, you know, real good balance of everything. And then obviously we had a manager change. David Moyes came in and gave us a massive boost, and we've had a really good second half of the season. You know, he's a legend of a football club, really changed the whole vibe of the club. So to be part of that, it's been great. It's been a good season. We've still got to finish it. We want to finish really well with our last game in Goodison next week. So it's something we still want to finish the season off as well as we can.
Did like things change a lot when David Moyes came in?
Things changed a lot. I think most importantly, the first thing that changed was the vibe. I mean, he's a legend of the football club, what he's done before. The fans loved him. So I think just the atmosphere and the vibe changed a lot to a positive vibe. And then, you know, of course, from a playing point of view, a tactical point of view, things change. Every manager does things differently. So I think we do different things now, and it's definitely been a good change.
It's a special season for the club. Last season at Goodison Park, just how has the feeling been the last, you know, few weeks, the last couple of games at Goodison Park? Has it been a little bit special?
It's been great. I think the lead up to it has been incredible. I mean, such a historic stadium, so much tradition, so much, you know, tradition of things that have happened here, and so many great games and players that have play to this amazing stadium. And, you know, it's only fitting that we hopefully finish it off right and get a win and, you know, give it the send-off that it deserves for everybody. And then we move into a really exciting time for the club.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, Iceland, we have a goalkeeper in the Premier League, you know, Hákon Valdimarsson, who plays for Brentford. Have you seen anything from him? You know, he used to play in Sweden and he's playing for the Icelandic national team. Have you seen like some clips of him or something like that?
I've seen some bits. I think he played the game against Tottenham early this year, played a couple of cup games. So I've seen him, you know, and probably not as much as I'd like to. To be honest, I'd like to see more of him, but you know, it's not always possible. So I think he's someone who's, you know, to be in that position with Brentford, you have to be talented. You have to have people believe in what you do, and I think he's got a chance to obviously have a really bright future in the game and go a long way.
Mm-hmm. You know, just Icelandic goalkeepers in general, we have a few like good goalkeepers right now. You know, last year you had Rúnar Alex in your academy here in Fram. Do you like the Icelandic goalkeepers, if I can ask that?
I think Iceland have had a really good tradition of goalkeepers, absolutely. And, you know, I think in Scandinavia in general, I think they produce some really good goalkeepers, always very physically strong, you know, always very smart how they play the game, brave. So I think there's a really good combination for top goalkeepers. So I'm not surprised they keep bringing out really good goalkeepers.
Any, like, just goalkeepers in general that you really like today, you know, just in world football, that maybe just stand out?
Well, I mean, I think you have to obviously mention Jan Sommer after his amazing performance against Barcelona. That was pretty incredible. For me, I think some of the best goalkeepers, of course, I work with two of them, Thibaut Courtois, Gianluigi Donnarumma, fantastic Jan Oblak, Mike Maignan, Alisson, Jordan Pickford. You know, some top goalkeepers. I always find it very difficult to pick one. I think you can pick any of these guys and you can't go wrong. So for me, it's difficult to pick one. But yeah, just very impressed with the level of goalkeeping. And I think there's so many guys doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm. How has it just been to work with, you know, Jordan Pickford at Everton?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fantastic. We've developed a really good friendship as well. We've pushed each other, worked really hard. You know, something that is always really important, that dynamic in a goalkeeping group. You know, I think you want guys that can push each other, but also have a really good respect for each other. And I think we've developed a really good respectful friendship and relationship, and it's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
And you also worked with, you know, with Thibaut Courtois and Donnarumma. These are just unbelievable goalkeepers to work with, right?
Really good, yeah, really good. You know, we've pushed each other at the highest level, worked with each other at the highest level. Really, really good guys to play with and obviously be friends with and competitors with. You learn a lot from each other, and I certainly learned a lot from them. So I think from that point of view, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. If I can just take you a little bit back when you were starting to play football and all the way to the Premier League, what was the biggest lesson you maybe take from that that made you go all this way to the Premier League?
Oh gosh, I mean, I think there's so many things, right? I think, of course, you need to work hard. I mean, that goes without saying, and I think you have to work extremely hard. I think you have to sacrifice a lot, you know, and that's kind of the reason also why you need to get good coaching from an early age. Exactly why we try and do these camps and academies all around Europe, because we want to provide that. And then I think from the other side, you do need a bit of luck. You know, people say what else you need, there's no magic recipe, but of course you need a bit of luck. You need to be in a little bit of in the right situation at the right time. I think you need to have the right people around you, so you know, that goes a long way. So I think all of these factors are important, maybe not more in one than the other, but, you know, I think you need a lot of things to go your way and you have to keep believing that things will.
Mm-hmm. When you were younger, did you get, like, good coaching?
Well, I had my dad. Yeah. I had my dad. You know, he was a professional. He was the one that coached me on a regular basis, obviously at home, and that for me was huge. I mean, it was super, super lucky. I was lucky to have that, and that's exactly why we want to provide that, because not everyone's going to have that in their doorstep at home. so they have to go get it somewhere else. And I think exactly that's where we can come in and make a hopefully a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Like you signed for Portsmouth when you were pretty young. There was a player there, Herman Hreiðarsson. Do you remember him?
Yes. I remember him very well, yes, absolutely.
How was it just to, you know, play with him and be his teammate?
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, he was a, you know, fantastic player. We had an incredible team. We won the FA Cup together. So you remember these things, of course, all the time, no doubt about it. He was a fantastic guy as well. I mean, somebody who was a leader in the dressing room, and as a young player, took a lot from him and learned a lot from him. So, you know, great players to be around with, you know, and he was definitely one of those.
Did he sometimes try to fight you?
I was a young player at the time, so I think he let me off, so we didn't have too many issues.
And he's a manager now in Iceland. Has he sometimes tried to sign you?
No, I'm still waiting for the call. Still waiting.
No, he signed some of his former teammates. You know, he signed David James, and I was just wondering if he's tried to sign you.
Well, do you know what? I know that David James played with him.
Yeah.
I think obviously maybe Mark Wilson. I don't know who. There's a couple guys for sure.
I think
so. It's something I definitely kept, you know, top of. But I never had the call just yet.
He needs to call you. I think he's also trying to sign, you know, Benjani, who was with you at Portsmouth.
Yes.
Just how was it for you as a young player to sign for, you know, a big club like Portsmouth?
You know what, it was a big step. I mean, I moved from Canada to England, and, you know, I move across the world, and it's a big move in many different ways. But I was super lucky. Obviously, one, that was my dream. That's all I ever wanted to do. But I really came in a great situation. I mean, the club, the people, the support team, the academy director, just everyone and anyone, absolutely fantastic to look after me. And I couldn't have been in a better situation.
Mm-hmm. And then you went to Stoke. You had a couple of loan spells, and then you went to Stoke. Just how was the time at Stoke? It was such an interesting team to watch play in the Premier League at the time.
Well, I mean, it was incredible to watch. I mean, to be part of, and I think a lot of people enjoyed watching us. We were a different team in terms of style, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely used our style that worked for us. So we were an incredible, again, group of guys, incredible team spirit, atmosphere within the club that obviously made us achieve some amazing things that we probably shouldn't have. We overachieved, I think, with the resources the club had, but we had an incredible group of players, incredible togetherness, a great fan base. So they were huge for us. So I think it was a really good total package. Mm. Absolutely loved being part of it. And, you know, I had some amazing years and memories there.
You played with, you know, during your career, you played, you know, with Herman, as I mentioned before, but you also played with two of the greatest Icelandic players ever, you know, Eirikur Johnsson at Stoke and Gylfi at Everton. How is it just to be playing with them, you know, Eirikur and Gylfi?
Yeah, it's fantastic because, you know, they... Yeah, I mean, they were just fantastic players, always reliable, you know, great professionals. Really enjoyed kind of playing with all of them in different times. And, you know, it was a great start. I think they kind of also paved the way to bring through more Icelandic players to the ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to play with them was a big pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I have to ask you about Chelsea as well. You went to Chelsea and you played for Mourinho. Great time.
Well, it was a mixed time, right? I think the first year for us was difficult. I think there was a bit of a hangover, probably from the title-winning season and a few things there, which is the way it goes sometimes, for sure. But the second season was fantastic. You know, we brought it all together, incredible depth of the squad, you know, the players that we had, the team spirit that we had. To win the Premier League was always an amazing achievement. And then, of course, we were unfortunate to lose the FA Cup final, which was one of those things, but could have been a double winning season, but just to win that Premier League that year was pretty special, and to bounce back, especially from the year before, was huge.
How was it to play for the, you know, the special one, Mourinho?
Well, it was a great experience, for sure. I think he, he was his manager of the high standards, big demands on players, big expectation on players. I learned a lot. For me, it was a big step. And then, you know, you work with Antonio Conte the year after. Just managers of the highest standard, highest caliber. You know, they weren't easy to play for, but they expected the very best. And that, for us, was what we needed. And we made it work together.
Mm-hmm. You know, the title-winning season with Conte, is that one of maybe your top achievements to win the
definitely,
Premier League?
Definitely. Yeah, right up there. Right up there, no doubt about it. To win the Premier League is really as good as it gets. I mean, for my club, career, definitely the highlights.
Mm-hmm. Any other favorite moments, maybe with the national team or any other club moments?
Yeah, if you move to the national team, you go and look, and obviously playing the 2014 World Cup was incredible. To take Bosnia to our first ever major tournament in Brazil, playing the opening game, our opening game against Argentina in Rio de Janeiro at the newly refurbished Maracanã. It's as good as it gets. You know, I think, you know, those are the sort of moments you play for, you work for. And it was a really special one.
You know, like finishing the season with Everton, have you thought about what's going to happen next?
You know what? I'm open to all options. You get to know football, you don't look too far ahead. You really don't know what's around the corner. So obviously a lot of conversations are going to be had in the coming weeks. There's no doubt about it. So let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have the ambition to play, or are you thinking about moving more into coaching?
No, I still like to play. That's definitely something that I want to do. For me, the next step, maybe coaching, probably unlikely coaching. I like the director role, maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. That I think could be really good. And I think I could be successful at. Obviously, I have my own businesses, TV. So there's probably a few things I can get into.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wait and see what those opportunities are. You know, who's going to present those opportunities, but yeah, I'm still working hard, hopefully be fit and play as long as I can.
Mm-hmm. But working with the younger generation and helping young kids, that's something you have a lot of ambition for the future as well, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, I mean, I definitely want to stay in the game. I think if I can help in any way, and if, of course, I can help inspire the next generation through many of these different things, and that's what it's all about. I think that's, you know, I had inspirations when I was younger. My heroes or my dad, for example. Mm-hmm. So I think if I can help play a role like that, then it's something I'd love to do.
Mm-hmm. Asmir, just finally, how excited are you to come to Iceland and experience the cold Icelandic summer?
Yeah, you know what? It's a beautiful, such a beautiful country, beautiful culture. Can't wait. We were welcomed so well last time, and really looking forward to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Asmir, and just thanks for the chat, and yeah, good luck with the academy.
Yeah, Gummy, thank you, and then come down. If you're around and want to come and say hello during the camp, come and come and give us a shout, and I would love to meet up.
Thank you so much.